In the center of this garden sits the eminent scholar Fu Sheng, who is credited with saving from destruction a single precious copy of a Confucian classic. In the 3rd century BC, China's first emperor, Qin Shi Huangdi, ordered that all Confucian books be burned as part of his elimination of philosophies whose principles contradicted his approach to government. But after the Qin dynasty's collapse, the scholar Fu Sheng brought forth a copy of the Book of Documents, which he'd hidden in the wall of his house. He devoted his remaining days to giving lectures on the text, which he recited from memory. In the painting, Fu Sheng's daughter sits beside him. She translates her father's words from his local dialect. And the scribe, bending over his table, records Fu Sheng's lessons for the new Han emperor, thus preserving the aged scholar's wisdom. The artist, Du Qin, captured the figure's personalities and temperaments with remarkable playfulness and individuality. The strangely eroded garden rock in the foreground mirrors Fu Sheng's craggy character and indomitable spirit. The rock and the elaborate railing to the right suggest that this is one of the emperor's own gardens, to which he's invited Fu Sheng, indicating his high regard for the aged scholar. Du Qin made the painting during the late 15th century, during the early Ming Dynasty. At this time, academic paintings such as this often depict subjects that convey the dynasty's enlightened rulership and veneration of scholarship, a form of court propaganda.